An Iranian court has sentenced seven leaders of the Baha'i faith to 20 years in prison after charging them with espionage and engaging in propaganda against Islam. The Baha'i region was founded in Iran, and currently there are an estimated 300,000 adherents in the country, making them one of the largest non-Islamic faiths. They are viewed as heretics by the Islamic Republic and face harassment by the regime. We spoke to Daniel Wheatley, the government relations officer for the Baha'i community in the United Kingdom. He says the seven Baha'i are innocent and the community only wants the freedom to practice its faith in the land of its birth.
Well, the land of Iran is the, we refer to it as the cradle of our faith. So it is a sacred land to us. And Baha'is are well-wishers of Iran. And the Baha'is within Iran wish to be of service to their fellow citizens. They wish to work hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder, for the development of Iranian society. And Baha'is around the world look to Iran and hope for religious freedom, hope for rights for our community there, but view with great sadness the events that unfold there. Under Article 13 of the Iranian Constitution, they are effectively excluded from recognition as an official religious minority, and that means that they are unrecognized, unprotected infidels in the eyes of Iranian law. What is happening to the seven individuals we're discussing is really the tip of an iceberg. In the last 5 years, at least 316 Baha'is have been arrested, and our understanding is that really all these people have ever done is practice and participate in their own religious community.